Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
And I would say yes to it.
I disagree with that one.
Right. No, I understand. Oh, no, I know. That's where we are.
And because I played basketball.
And James Strebel.
Hey, Dan, I want to say something once, and then I don't want to have to ever say it again. If we're going to have, hey, I played basketball and you didn't conversations, I'm not interested in those conversations. Because it's not fair to me. If you want to talk about sports that way, that's fine. But if it's going to be Issel and Louis, then we have to do it in a way where I could be part of the conversation.
Well, I don't believe I said you didn't. I said I played basketball. I know how to block somebody off the backboard.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh. That hurts you every time.
Every time. Okay.
Okay. You say way worse things to Issel, just not to him. Like, you do it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon instead of Louie doing it at 10:15.
I'll say worse things.
Well, called him out. You said he was BBN. His BBN card out.
He quit the Kansas game. He wore a shirt.
You better believe he did.
Duke. Yeah, of course I got to call him out. I'd call him out on the show, too.
He picked Gonzaga.
If I was on there with him, I'd call him out on it, too.
Okay.
I would.
Okay.
Would I ever back down anybody on anything?
I'm just saying okay.
All right.
It wouldn't have to be with... No, I'm not convinced.
I would.
It couldn't be with a smile. It would have to be, hardcore.
I'm not going to yell at him and scream at him and, demean him. I'd be like, look, yo, Dan, what's up with this? Why are you going to Kansas games and wearing Jayhawks gear and picking Duke? I would ask him straight up about it. I wouldn't have to. You don't have to be nasty. I can ask a question without smiling about it, but you don't have to be nasty to him.
Here's Issel earlier today.
What did you think about Cal having the selection party at his house?
Well, he does that every year. And we were talking about how, who we should send from the station to be part of the media contingent that covers it. Who do you think we should send from ESPN Louisville?
Strebel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think Jimmy would have a good time?
Oh, I don't care about him having a good time. I'd like to hear if Cal knows Strebel's position. I'd like to see him ignore him the whole time he was at his house. kind of like Frack does with me.
Again.
Just ignore him.
It's just an old term. Frack is Jimmy Dykes.
In case
you're wondering.
I was going to ask who is Frack.
He also said this today.
Rock Chalk.
Not again.
Rock Chalk.
See, that's why I would
Rock
ask.
Chalk.
I would
Rock
ask
Chalk.
You about that. I absolutely would. I'd
Rock
have,
Chalk.
I have to.
That's what he does.
They call Rock in Chalk. One, they even call in one day. I think Louie let me call in or he'd ban me.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Any
I
day.
I can do that.
Yeah. Knock yourself out. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Avery will take your phone call.
Avery, would you take my phone call?
She'd love
to. I will take your phone call.
Oh,
I won't
fantastic.
Take many phone calls, but I'll take yours.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Texas says 0% Strebel calls out Big Is.
I do it on the radio all the time. And again, it's a conversation that you have. Again, I don't have to be combative. I can say, hey, Dan, what are we doing here? What about this? Don't you know the rules?
Texas says you guys are giving Toppin way too much credit on defense. He was getting cooked by Vandy's guards.
Bryce Hopkins isn't Vandy's guards.
I don't give either one of these teams defensive love.
No, they don't deserve it.
This game should be in the 80s. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't.
There's the difference between Jacob Toppin guarding a quick guard and Bryce Hopkins, who isn't as quick as a guard. Those are two very different things.
Texter says Issel knows who the gold standard of college basketball currently is, and it ain't
Rock
Kentucky.
Chalk.
Well, he still played for the
Of course it's not Kentucky.
Cats.
No one thinks it's Kentucky.
No.
Strebel doesn't think it's Kentucky.
Absolutely,
They're a six seed.
Yeah.
Of course.
The things
They're
have
not
changed.
Winning the SEC. They're losing double-digit games.
Yeah.
Rock chalk.
Yeah, I mean, no one around here is calling them the gold standard.
No.
Texas says KP needs to hire Gunter Brewer to get Blank to jump back on the train.
He needs to do something. I don't know what KP needs to do to get Blank. I think if they win games next year, I still think Blank and Baker will kind of give it the side eye. Like, yeah, I don't know about this. He's entrenched. And as someone that gets entrenched, I appreciate it.
Texas says you just told IU people to go sit in the corner. Yes.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, because, again, Yarl's big special season is a 4 seed, and you didn't do anything special at all. So, yes, I told you to sit in the corner. You didn't win the Big Ten in any way or shape or form. And
your best
player,
games.
And, yeah,
you
and
lost
your best,
by 3 games.
And your best player, TJD, who was very, very good, was not the best player in his conference. So, yes, go sit in the corner.
Texas says which travel rather listen to? Okay, which should I rather listen to, maybe? Filter or Saliva?
That's easy, Filter.
Speaking of, I have Stained here, so hang on.
Are you gonna sing? Oh.
I got to find that guy's text. Send it again.
so you can sing along. Oh, this brings back memories of the early 2000s.
Right there, that's where we need to have it. Right there.
You ever ride around, listen to that, sad about an ex-girlfriend?
No.
Neither have I, just asking.
Yeah, I didn't think you probably had either.
No.
I mean, you dominated you did all the breaking up in your relationships.
Not all of it. You were done,
you moved on.
Not all of it.
That's what James Strebel does. He's done, he moves on.
There's some that
he goes from this one to that one.
There's
what
some
he does.
That I broke up with, but I've been broken up. Like, I've been dumped before. So
I didn't know that. I didn't think that was the case.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it a little bit before. Yeah, absolutely. I've been dumped. I think everyone's been dumped at least once.
I just didn't think you had.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were... not susceptible to that.
No. I was definitely dumb.
Really?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Texas says, Andy, why are you stalking Sky Clark's Twitter feed? Rummage retweeted it.
Yeah. All Louisville fans are retweeting Sky Clark right now.
Yeah, everyone but Blank.
Everyone but Blank and Baker. Most Louisville people are retweeting Sky. Help this man get some food. Get a Card Nation. Help him eat. Let's go. Get Madden Sanker, Luke Burgess on the case in the state of Louisville. It's not, you're not stalking it. It's all over Twitter. Everyone in Louisville's retweeting him saying, help him go to Ollie's Trolley. Please,
State of Louisville. Come on, State of Louisville. You need to get them out of some good places.
Absolutely, yes.
Settle down.
Yeah, okay. You need to branch out from Ollie's Trolley and the Whiz Burger.
Hang on.
Dizzy Whiz.
Here we go.
Oh, you found
it. Is that where it starts?
Yeah, right there. Then you start singing after the...
So you think... Right there. Okay, yeah. I mean, is that it? So it's...
That's it.
It's been a while. Since Cal could hold his head up high,
it's been a while
since a tournament win.
It's been a while
since BBN could stand on their own 2 feet again.
It's been a while
since Cal could call his shot.
And then it
let's see if we can do better.
That was pretty good. I like that. Avery, was that good?
Texas says, does Avery know who Plumber Chuck or Tino the Barber are?
Oh, they've
who
both
cares?
Called into Diener. But
that's right.
That song, you guys did not do bad, but I can never listen to that song again now.
Why?
Oh, really?
I mean, who would ever want to hear that anyway?
Well, no, I love that song.
Really?
That's a
massive upset. I did not have you enjoying that song.
Yeah, but she's brooding.
I have a dark side.
Yeah, she's brooding.
Oh, I didn't know you were brooding.
She's
really?
Always brooding, Stained, exactly.
Oh, okay.
She's brooding.
I only see her, like, here and there. I'm not around her at the office all day. I only see her, like, if I walk. Like, there was one time I walked into the studio to do the post-game show, and she was there doing work, and I just surprised. I was like, oh, hey, there's Avery.
Texter says, Big Rig bows down to Little Red yet again.
Over what? We've argued about multiple things. We argued about Shire for over an hour yesterday. I'm arguing with him about Dan Issel right now. What are you talking about? Me saying that Kentucky's not the gold standard? Well, they ain't. It's been since 2015 since they went to a Final Four, and they've, like, 3 years of futility. credibility around here.
No Kentucky fan thinks they're the gold standard. No one thinks they're the gold standard. Nobody. I mean, that's not a hot take.
It's not a hot take. It's not a mean take. It is what it is. Until you start going and having success year after year in the tournament, like some of these other teams are, you can't call yourself the gold standard.
Texas says, I bet Shire had never been dumped. Good question.
I
want that asked.
He's been dumped.
Somebody ask that. Where are they? What pod are they in? Whatever pod they're in, someone find out.
They're Midwest, aren't they?
I don't know.
I thought they were whatever Midwest.
They are.
No, they're East. What am I talking about? They're East. They're UK.
Texas, exactly right. You guys did an entire show about Strebel getting dumped while I'm watching a movie on the couch.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
What was the movie?
What?
Yeah, Mr. Brooks, the Kevin Costner serial killer movie. Yeah, this listener has a great memory.
Oh, my God. God bless that person.
Yeah.
If I had a prize pack, it's all going towards the bracket challenge.
Yeah, that was
which you can sign up for right now at ESPNLouisville.com. It's all presented by Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, Kelly, Kentucky, 7 County Services, and Cox's and Evergreen.
That's a hell
Mr.
of
Brooks.
A, that's a hell of a pull by that texter. But yeah, that's what
it was.
Yeah,
he got told we're just friends, Avery.
Yeah, I was told we're just friends. Well, it was like... Like, I thought I was going to get married. Like, that was a serious... It was a super serious... It was a super...
I can't
No, it was a super serious relationship. Like, we were very, very serious.
Wow.
And it was just one of those things where I guess you just woke up one day and was like, this isn't going
There's always something in the background. Was there another guy
or something? No, there wasn't another...
There was always another guy.
No, there was not another... No, there's not
There has
always,
to be another guy,
no,
right?
No, there wasn't. She was single for a long time. Before she ended up dating and everything. So, no, it wasn't like it
was. You made sure because you stalked her on Facebook and MySpace.
I didn't.
Probably just MySpace then.
No, that was Facebook.
Texas says Kansas is the needle. We know. Everyone knows.
But they're not the needle.
They're the needle.
No, they got spiked by 20. Kansas ran by 20 points, like Saturday. They just got blown out. They're
okay,
not,
so who's the needle?
I don't think there is
so
the
Texas,
needle.
So is Texas
no,
the needle?
No, I don't think there's a university.
There's always
right
a needle.
There's not. I'm telling you right now that this is about as mid as college basketball has been. There's not a bunch of star coaches like we've seen in the past. There's guys that will start making that way. I think Alabama.
The star coaches don't do anything.
Yeah, well, the thing is,
John Calipari, star coach, 6 seed.
Well, even the
Tom Izzo, 7 seed.
Well, even the new star coaches haven't done anything.
Well, they're not stars yet.
Yeah,
we think they might be stars, but I don't know.
They better start doing something. That's what I'm saying.
That's
there
what this
no
year's about.
Stars.
That's what this year's about.
Exactly what it's
if they
about.
If they let one of these old, if they let one of these old coaches make a run, or if they said Bill Self. Bully them around again,
right?
Then that start to be our answer. I mean, no, that was one of my takeaways we didn't get to. I mean, you just go through. Well, I had my bracket in front of me. You just go through the bracket. I mean, this is the chance for whether it be the new coach and a guy like John Shire or it be Matt Painter. Like, I think Matt Painter has by far the most pressure on him going into this NCAA tournament.
By far,
if they top seed, if they pull the same BS again.
Were they losing the second round? Or
why were they losing the second round? Yeah, what are we going to think?
I mean, Kelvin Sampson certainly is Sasser's healthy. He's been around the game for a long time. You know, he could do something, get Houston to a Final Four. I mean, there's still some old coaches out there kicking around that might say, not yet. I ain't done yet.
Texer says Terry Brown thinks that Kentucky is still the gold standard.
Good for Terry. I disagree.
Texas says, I mean, that's just a guy having
I know
that's
it
a
is.
Joke.
Yeah, I know
that's
it's a
good joke.
Yeah. No, I know it's a joke.
Who that is? It's funny.
No, it's a Twitter.
It's
joke.
Very random.
No,
it's
I
a
like
complete
it. Not...
UK Twitter.
Yes,
if you
UK
know
Twitter
who Terry
thing.
Brown is, it's
yes,
just,
it's a UK he's Twitter.
Nice
joke.
Guy, but I mean, it's just very random.
He's very positive. He's a very positive person when it comes to his cats.
His cats.
His cats.
Texas says Avery is becoming indoctrinated.
Into what?
Into what? Into what we're doing around here? Well, I don't know where. I mean, Furman's cutting meth up. I don't know what
I don't
he's
know what
doing.
What he's doing? Yeah, yeah. He's been up since.
I'm not sure. I want to know.
1 a.m. He's driving around America. He's got cartels on his mind. I don't know.
437-9680. I don't know what that means. Texas says, can we hear Strebel sneeze from yesterday? Absolutely. I still have it up from yesterday.
Oh, good.
I still do. I didn't erase anything. I mean, they've just been.
Sorry. I'm really sorry. I tried to stop it. I couldn't. That's why I took the headset off.
There you go.
That was it.
There you go. That's what you wanted.
I
give the people what they want.
Even I like it. I enjoy that sneeze.
Jason M. says, I bet Taylor Lynch would sing and record that for you if you ask him. Sure, let me just ask him to do some work for us for free.
Yeah, hey, Taylor. Taylor likes to sing. He likes showing that voice off.
Furman keeps texting. I mean, is he working? What's he doing? I don't know. I never know what he's doing. When he's not here, he's still listening.
He is.
Know what he's going on. I don't know what's going on in front of, like, in his mind right now.
I think
he's been up since 2 a.m.
He's spying. He's got his AirPods in.
Is he spying now?
Yeah, he's spying. And that second picture he sent of Shire does Shire no favors. That's a bad thing.
He says KP just needs to send Lottie to get blank back in line. Thank you for that, for adding to the show.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
That is a random shot. That's what I think about that text.
Texas says there was another dude, Strebel. There's always another dude.
Again, I mean, maybe there was, but at that time, dude, there wasn't another dude. So how about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
Texas says this is the type of year that Izzo's lame ass makes an Elite Eight run.
Could be.
Texas says, newsflash, Purdue's not making the Final Four. Maybe not the Elite Eight. Yeah, and given that everyone believes that now at the end of the year, and he's a one seed, he's got the player of the year, and he's won the Big Ten, tournament, I mean, we can say all of that. I don't disagree with you, but they've won everything that you can win.
Yeah, they have. They've been number one probably longer than any – like, they're not number one now, but they're probably the most tenured number one team this season. They had it for a very long amount of time.
I just want to play this in the background. Just randomly.
Just randomly. Like DeCourcy's giving it a take.
Turn it down, Mike DeCourcy. Be talking about Duke, and you just hear that in the – you just hear, like, a small cough in the background.
Sorry, Mike. My co-host is the Ohio Valley, Mike.
Texas
apologize.
Says, Sweeney, you going to battle DeCourcy on the value of the net today? No, I think we're going to agree. Where would we not agree? The committee doesn't care about the net.
Yeah.
No, I'm wrong about it. We talked about it. We're done talking about it. I'm never going to talk about it again. It means nothing.
Oh, we used it every single day.
DeCourcy was the one that told us, hey, it's nice, it's the net, but slow the hell down
he
on
did.
The net.
Yeah,
he's the one that's right on this. It would be me bending the knee to Mike DeCourcy because the committee gave us the final exam and it didn't have anything to do with the net.
It had nothing to do with the net.
Literally nothing.
I mean, Tennessee's still like number two in the net. They got a four seed, and they probably shouldn't have got a four seed, by the way.
I think they are the
Tennessee.
Most
misseeded
team of the tournament. To me, would be Tennessee.
Yeah, I would.
They haven't been good in
that.
2 months. They lost their point. They lost. I mean, one of their main guys.
Yeah, I think they're
lost
all
one of
they
their
do
main
lose.
Guys, and it's not like it's up in the air. Like there's guys that are injured. Sasser's injured. Even Bill Self getting over what he did. Where it's like there are question marks whether a guy's going to coach or a guy's going to play.
Sure.
If so, what's his health? I mean, I don't know. You can look at Kentucky as a six seed. Do they look healthy?
Does
anything look healthy about Kentucky? By the way, speaking of 4379680. You told me there. I mean, it says Cats Illustrated. There are some rumors about Wheeler.
Just some rumors about Wheeler, and he may give it a go because Cal made the comment on Saturday. Or no, I'm sorry, on
Coach's
Sunday.
Show. Was it last night?
Yeah, we talked about if you don't practice on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday,
I'm not playing you
on Friday. So that's putting some onus on some players. I think number one on his list probably is Wheeler, and I don't believe any of it. I think it's just message board stuff. I think it's just rumor stuff. But there was a little Wheeler discussion today on some message boards, and I don't buy it. I don't expect him to play. I think he played his last game.
Are these good users, though? There's always like a guy or two on the message board.
But I don't
board.
Trust any of those guys
Yeah,
anymore.
But there's a guy
been burned
or two.
By, there are guys. There okay. are, no, there is a guy, but I've been burned by some of those
You've been burned
guys.
By the good guys,
oh,
even.
Oh, yeah. Even the good guys. I got some intel on some dudes.
Did you?
And
who was the guy? I can't remember. Who are the guys?
Oh, I
Was
I
it Matt Harms?
No,
that
it was
Gershaw.
No, that's Gershaw. No, there was some very strong Shaden Sharpe talk that didn't end up being what it's supposed to be. And I'm like, I like you, buddy, but I'm not going to sit here and believe you anymore. I'm sorry. You sold me hard on Shaden Sharpe. I almost made some takes on the radio. I'm glad I didn't at the time.
Wow.
Because I was like, man,
some
if I go
Shaden in. Sharpe's going to stay for the love of Kentucky
there was,
basketball. Right.
That was at one point where I was like, maybe I'm going to go on the radio and I'm going to latch on to this. And if I'm right, I'm going to be, you know, a golden god the way I was with DJ Wagner, and I was
Who
like,
cares?
I can't go this far.
If you're wrong, you can
far.
Just do the KP thing.
That's true.
Well, next year we'll be fine.
Next year we'll be fine. Yeah, and
being
actually,
right. Since when does that matter?
Kentucky will be better without Shaden Sharpe.
They'll be better without him.
Exactly. So I left that one alone, and boy,
good
am I glad
you.
I did.
I'm looking for soccer.
Bit.
We got Champions
we
League
today. We have football.
Today. Yes, we
right
do.
There, football Champions
League. We have Manchester
League.
City.
Oh,
how about
wow.
that?
Wow. Not Manchester United.
Oh, there he is, Haaland scored. That's the god. He's not a Greek god. I don't know where he's from. Like,
is he German?
Is he Swedish?
German Swedish. Or Swedish? What is Haaland? I don't know. Ince, what's
Haaland?
Help us. What nationality is he? Furman would know. He hates him.
You didn't get my Swedish.
Swedish. Yeah.
Tom Green.
Tom Green.
Look at
you. Swedish.
You ever heard the bum song before, Avery?
No, I have not.
There you go.
Oh, my bum is on your lips. My bum is.
That's
there.
What you
it's,
went to.
That's what it was. That's the song.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's
you could have
song.
Said the bum is on the battleship, and said you said my bum is on your lips.
So that was
and
like
now
the
that's
main
going
refrain.
To be. Now that's going to be saved for the mixtape.
Yeah. Well,
Texas
good
says Fur Man's in Gary, Indiana, in a ditch. Yes.
Hopefully, he's not by that possession house that we talked about a few months ago. He's not by that house. Stay away.
Texas says, we almost got married. I guess that means if we're both single at 40, we'll marry each other.
No.
Did you ever have that contract?
We had the conversation about it.
What, if we're not with someone by 40?
No, not that.
Okay.
No. We talked about getting married.
Texas says, is this why Strebel hates Dane Cook? No, everyone hates Dane Cook.
No, everyone hates Dane Cook.
I'll let him speak
nothing.
For himself,
yeah,
but I just think people hate Dane
he's
Cook.
He's just not funny. I don't know how Dane Cook. I remember the first time I ever had or heard Dane Cook. We were taking like a guy's weekend trip. I forgot where we were going. I think we were going to either Nashville or Gatlinburg, something like that. Anyway, one of my buddies.
Those
oh, my buddy.
Two, those were very, two very different
I think
trips.
It was Nashville. It was Matt, my buddy Matt.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
it was and he's like, have you heard this comedian Dane Cook? And he put a Dane Cook CD in.
Yes, he did.
And I didn't get it. Like all he did was shout about like the one bit that stood out to me was the one he talked about a heist. And he just yelled the entire time. I was like, this isn't funny.
Texas says having AirPods in while you're doing surveillance is a good way to get whacked.
Justin did answer us. He's Norwegian.
Yeah, and he says his soccer team should have gotten. Listen, no one cares about your soccer team.
Your Italian soccer.
Your boring-ass Italian soccer team. Yeah,
don't score.
You park the bus, no
yeah.
scoring. Yeah, no one wants to go there. Do you understand that? Okay, I mean, do you understand? That's like, I don't know, Wisconsin getting a five-star wide receiver, okay?
Right. Wow.
I mean, why would they go
or
there?
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Does that make the joke for you?
Yeah,
I was the bad guy this time, not you.
Yeah, well. If you are that highly ranked and you go to wide receiver Kentucky, you just have to threaten them that you're going to go somewhere else.
And they'll pay you more money.
And they'll pay
yeah,
you more money.
Like Darian Brown.
Okay, before we go to break, you DM'd me and Ty Spaulding about some Lexington quarterback here who's
yes.
been moved up to a five-star.
And it's number 12 in the country
okay,
overall.
Okay, so he obviously won't go to Kentucky. So
we'll see.
Who is he? Do I need to follow this gentleman? Is this how you're combating Kenny Payne being hot on the recruiting trails?
No,
with some
combating
Mark Stoops
Brom.
Or?
No,
Brom.
Brom.
Okay.
Because he's a top-ranked quarterback. Cutter Bowley is his name. He goes to Lexington.
A Bowley update.
Bowley, yeah. Bowley. He goes to Lexington Christian Academy. He's been a four-star throughout.
They're not the ones that were at the Capitol. That was that Covington?
Covington.
That
was Covington. That was
okay.
Covington. Yes, that was Covington.
It's got to keep them separate. You got to keep them separated
separate.
In my mind.
Yeah, that's Covington. And so so Cutter Bowley was updated from number 78 to number 12.
Is this on three?
This is Rivals.
Okay.
This is Rivals. That's why I sent it to Ty, because it's Rivals. And Ty, you know, Ty is a Rivals
guy. He's a Rivals guy.
Of course, so I had to
yes,
send it
he
to
is.
Ty. And all he said was, who's this? And I told him that he was very quiet after that. But no,
maybe
legit.
He's had something to do. I don't know.
I don't. Okay.
Usually not.
Yeah, usually not. Usually he'll.
Usually not.
If that was a Brom
okay,
guy,
so,
he'd tell us all
so
about it.
So he's up to number 12. He's a five star. What's his name again here?
Cutter Bowley.
Cutter.
CutterBoley, I believe is the last. But yeah, so he.
I like that name.
Yeah, it's a great. He's got a quarterback name.
He's got floppy hair and
yeah,
everything.
Oh, he's got a quarterback name.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, he's definitely. He's on his way up. He's like a high riser.
He doesn't have great offers.
He doesn't.
Yet.
Yeah, but he does now.
I mean, he's got good offers.
This is the problem.
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee, A&M's now involved.
And exactly.
Virginia Tech,
now,
little
people,
LSU.
I ain't worried about Virginia Tech. But now they come sniffing.
Little Florida State.
Yeah, now they come sniffing.
Alabama's offered?
Yeah, that's the problem. And so he's not committed like Mac Jones was as a junior and then flipped. He just goes to a lot of Kentucky games.
He's 2025. I hear about this guy for 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, so,
wish you never would have told me.
It's a story to follow. Especially in the new Brom era, where we're going to hear about the quarterback guru, the quarterback whisperer. So now if Mark Stoops ends up getting a quarterback of that caliber, then it's going to be very, very funny for me.
Nick Valvano has retweeted Sky Clark with where he would go.
Nick, do you
really think that Sky Clark's going to go to Holy Grail?
What's he can't drink beer. He's like 19 years old.
Yeah, Nick.
Was he going to get a pint? He's going to get a flight. He's 19. You go to Holy Grail to drink beers. The food's fine.
The food's very good, but you can't go. I mean, the point of going there is drinking
the
Belgian beer.
Exactly.
I mean, that is the point of going.
Yeah, like, what do you just put breweries?
Again, I can enjoy the music at the strip club, but that's not why I'm there.
He puts Mile Wide and Monic on there. Here's where he should go. Tim Sullivan snaps a picture of him drinking a beer.
I'm so tired. I don't know. It should not irk me. It should not irk me. But it's like, you know, the football players are going, like, I can come up with 300 places better than some of the places you've been already. To Sanker and whatever.
We can't do
this with Sky Clark next.
He's the next one.
Okay, we cannot do this.
He's going to get Frisch's.
Little big boy buffet.
Get that super big boy.
Go to the buffet Saturday morning at Frisch's and tell me what you see.
Yeah. Look, they got the sausage links and the patties.
Tell me what you see.
Like Shoney's.
Uh-oh, Nick texts me. I don't know. I'm sorry, Nick. He can't go to Holy Grail, though.
Nick's texting you.
I don't know what he said.
I thought he put his – he should have put his
– He did. Well, I didn't read them all. Okay, yeah, gotcha. I didn't read them all. He did. All right. If you want continental food, I don't know. You can tell them to go Ruby's there.
Go to Ruby's. That's all you got to do.
I bypass on Shelbyville Road, the Capitol Grill. Is that the place that our guy Jay Spa can't get into for like six months?
Well, I don't know.
It looks very nice, but there's a place where, you know, St. Matthews and EastEnders and everybody else, they'll go there.
Oh, really?
Dinner's there all the time.
Oh, is it hard to get into?
Oh, yeah.
You can't. Oh, yeah. Wow. So it's booked up. It's reserved.
Yeah, the only person I know who's went there is Maria Montgomery, I think.
Wow. How about that? Did you take Todd Lanter, too?
I'm sure he owns a place.
He probably does.
He probably owns the place.
He just walks in and grabs a steak and starts chewing on it.
He probably does. Let's take a break on the other end. What did Chris Mack say about his future? We'll tell you next on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, does James pee in front of his wife?
No. I just find that whole, that's gross.
And James Strebel.
Does he pee in front of Emily?
No. No, I've never met Emily.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we got an update on something caller Emily, by the way.
Oh,
and I
really
want you to know this had nothing to do with me.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to do with me.
Oh, wow.
But it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Okay.
That's intriguing. There you go.
And we do have Nick and Furman battling over Italian food on Twitter. So just
I'll take Furman.
That's going too.
I'm sorry. No offense to Nick on this one. You know.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
Furman was being a bit of an AH here, though.
Well, he is.
Well, I know he is.
This is what he does. Especially when it comes to his specialty, which is everything Italian. This is exactly what he does.
Yeah.
A couple different reminders. We are your exclusive play-by-play home in Louisville for the NCAA. Tournament Final Four national title. We'll have the playing games coming up tonight. You can catch those coverage at 6:30. Southeast Missouri State, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. Who cares? Pittsburgh, Mississippi State. That's the one you need to care about. Well, the doubleheader tomorrow. All the games right here on ESPN 680. 105.7, 93.9. The Ville will join at 7 o'clock after my man Jody Demling. Also, the bracket challenge is absolutely free to sign up. So sign up now. Okay, we want you to register. Go to ESPNLouisville.com. You'll see it right there, middle front page. Click on it. We need your email. You sign up. You're good to go. The prizes are awesome. Gorilla basketball goal from Steepleton Billiards.
That's awesome.
And Spa, that's a great prize. 55-inch 4K TV from RGB Home Theaters. By the way, RGB sponsoring the 4 o'clock hour here on ESPN 680. Passes to Bourbon and Beyond, Louder Than Life, Adam Sandler tickets, your guy.
Yeah.
Tailgate gear from Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. VIP experiences from the TBT. I saw my man Lieberman today.
Yeah.
At the TBT.
He's ready to roll.
Me and you, I'm going to weasel us into this TBT.
The TBT thing?
Yeah. In some way.
Get the Lieberman. We'll get the Lieberman bump.
Yeah, in some way.
I
may find my way on that bench. That's what I'm
working. You kick Coop off of it.
Yeah, tell with Coop. He'll be in Greece. That's G-R-E-A-S-E. That's where he'll be, not E-E-C-E.
No.
Lou City, Racing Lou, gift cards from so many people. And I think Blank is going to, you know, through Liquor Barn, because they can't give stuff away, obviously.
Right.
That there'll be an option to buy some... some very nice bourbons.
Oh!
Some hard-to-find stuff. We'll have
that.
Information on that. It's all presented by Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, KellyKentucky.com, Seven County Services, and Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. Again, the bracket challenge here on ESPN Louisville. Go to ESPNLouisville.com and get hooked up there.
There you go.
You feeling good about that?
That might be our best prize package ever.
It's very good.
It's a banger of a prize package.
Yes, it is.
There. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I mean, the Gorilla and then just the concert tickets alone are awesome.
We got to get you in there. You can't win any of the prizes, but
no.
We got to see how Big Rig's doing.
Oh, okay.
I'll fill one out.
Yeah, I'll fill one out.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I'll do that tomorrow.
100%. Well,
there you go. I know I can't win anything, but yeah, I'll be careful.
You might as well.
I might as well.
How many bracket challenges are you in?
Three. Not too many.
It's not bad.
Three's kind of my limit.
Did you buy a square with Diener?
I haven't yet. No,
yeah,
I got it.
I didn't think you would.
Yeah, well.
It's all your price range.
Yeah.
I know you ain't going to put 50 or 100 into that.
That's a little much for
when
me.
When Diener texts us with the squares and Sriebel goes, Avery, he goes, I'm in. I'm thinking, big boy ain't sending $100 to Diener on Ben. I've known you too long.
You have, yeah.
You ain't spending $100 on that.
No.
I know you're not.
Fantasy football, $50 is my limit. Oh. When I'm spending money on gambling.
Anyway, Chris Mack, Field of 68, he was on last night. He's done three or four interviews here lately.
He's been on a lot.
He talked about his future. Take a listen.
Plenty of questions over the last couple of weeks. A ton.
This is Jeff Goodman, not Jeff Gordon, the Rainbow Warrior, which he was called back in the day by John Ramsey.
Yes.
Plenty of questions over the last couple of weeks. A ton. All right. Is Mack going to coach again? Is he interested in this job? Is he interested in that job? What's the latest? Honestly, what's the latest on your future and whether you want to get back into coaching?
Coaching St. Mary's second grade soccer team right now, currently. No, here's the thing. You know, when this time of year comes around, you know, and all the agents doing all the back channeling and talking and putting your name here, and you know, I decided that this cycle, it's not right for the timing of my family. You know, my oldest, Jeff, you know this, my oldest is going to be a freshman in college at Flagler.
Yep.
Which is in St. Augustine, Florida. My middle is going to be going to IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, to play volleyball for her senior year of high school before she goes to Vanderbilt and plays.
Yep.
And so I'm sort of a volleyball dad, and we're moving to Florida here in a few months.
Oh, good for you.
And so I haven't even inquired about any jobs. I mean, I've been flattered. There's been several that have reached out to my agent. But at this point, I'm not going to say never. But not for this coming year. I think, you know, this time of the year, I think always gets your juices flowing. And, you know, I miss it. Yeah. But for me, for this coming year, it's not something that's going to be in the cards for me.
Okay. So three things. And listen, I'm being nice here. He's Chris Mack's getting ready to do what a lot of dads would love to do, have a bunch of money stockpiled and be able to take a couple years and live the life and go to Florida. And good God, they sell that house however many more
Sounds
millions
great.
On top of it. So, yeah, I mean, there is a sense here. Chris Mack's worked very hard, and he fleeced U of L, and they gave him the deal, and now he's living the life. Number one, as Goodman, not Jeff Gordon, said, I mean, come on. Everyone keeps asking about you, Chris. No one's asking about Chris.
I haven't seen anybody ask about Chris.
Nobody. So, yeah. I mean, he may be fine, but Ole Miss, I know he was rumored there. They went out and got Chris Beard, which is absolutely, I mean, Chris Beard just
very different
got coach. Fired and then just got another job.
Yeah.
And he was in trouble for choking his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, there's photos of him in a jumpsuit.
Just find it how there was not even a year off, okay?
No, it was
within
months.
All sorts of interesting. So that is out there. And to me, Chris Mack with all this, I don't know what I'm going to feel about him going forward. I got to be honest. It did not work out here. And I went back, Strebel. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, if you go, it is stunning how poorly he either recruited or developed.
Or both.
I went back. Obviously, 18, he comes in, and we understand there was no class there.
Right.
And maybe say, well, he made Jordan Warren better. Okay, if that's where we want to go, it's fine. But Aiden Gahan just not very good.
No.
But I'm saying here, the misevaluation, the amount of whiffs, Aiden Gahan, 2 points a game, he's at Grand Canyon. 2 points a game at Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
I mean, Q Slazy, 11-5 at Iona. I mean, he went way down into the mid-majors at Iona.
Way down. Yeah.
Way down.
Compared to ACC.
Would be completely anonymous if it weren't for Patino.
Yeah.
David Johnson, solid. You give him David Johnson's very solid. I mean, I think I don't know how much run he got in the NBA. He's been more of a G League player overseas. Sam Williamson, 5-star, 9 points a game at SMU. Withers still 9 points a game here at U of L. Josh Nickelberry, the last 2 years, 11 points a game at LaSalle.
Oh, I forgot about Nickelberry.
I mean, JJ Trainer went 2 years of anonymity. This year, 7 points a game in 25 minutes. Dre Davis, 7 points at U of L per game to about 9 per game at Seton Hall.
Very similar.
Big Wiz, nothing. Shouldn't have been in a U of L uniform.
Never.
He's 3 points a game in 13 minutes at Ohio University. He's not good enough to play for the Bobcats.
Right.
Sidney Curry, abject failure. Sidney Curry is one of the biggest failures across two coaching staffs as you can have. Roosevelt Wheeler, done.
Yeah.
Mike James, we'll see.
We'll see. He has
solid.
Some nice moments.
And then L. Ellis. I mean, the amount of busts there. I mean, David Johnson, L. Ellis, perhaps Mike James. I'll even almost grant you Mike James, even though he's 10 points a game for a 4-win team.
Right.
He very well. I mean, Mike James in the next 3 weeks could lose his job. I mean, starting job. I mean, we start talking about Trent Flowers. We start talking about portal guys. We start talking about Carter Bryant. We start talking about Sky Clark.
Right.
I know who we're not talking about. That's Mike James.
Maybe pushed down, or maybe pushed on the bench, or maybe just.
I mean, Strebel, those are just complete whiffs.
Oh, absolutely,
Strebel. They're all whiffs.
No,
every single one of them almost is a whiff. And L. Ellis was good for somebody else.
Yeah, but
L. Ellis was 8 points a game. No, L. Ellis was not great for you. He was damn good for Kenny Payne.
And look at some of the guys he brought in as far as transfers. I mean, other than Carly Jones, some of those transfers that he brought in weren't very good either. So it's not just the recruits; it's the training. Carly Jones absolutely should
be included at that point. The portal. And that was a grad transfer.
Right.
It was a little bit different.
It's a little different than bringing in a freshman and building them up. But I mean, even some like the misevaluations, like Noah Locke was a bust last year. Matt Cross was a bust
last
year.
It's not development to me. It's
misevaluation.
It's misevaluation because these guys have either had to move down or they've went other places or they've got another coach. Like you may not like Kenny Payne, but when you have another coaching staff, I mean, kind of a third coaching staff, you know. The tape's out on a guy like Jalen Withers, right?
Yeah, I mean, we know what Jalen Withers is at this point. He's been through multiple staffs, and he's just not very good. But I'm with you. I don't think there is clamoring for Chris Mack. There's a reason why he was just mentioned at Ole Miss, and Ole Miss said, nah, we're going to go get Chris Beard.
What kind of place does he have to go to? Is it a
Atlantic 10 job?
Maybe not one of the top 4 or 5 in the Big East?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Providence.
Providence. That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, if Ed Cooley goes to Georgetown, I can see a school like Providence. You know, not right now because he's not going to be in this. But
I don't know what he is.
A school like that.
He's
not big time ACC level, SEC level college basketball. That's not what he is. He's one of those guys that can find a program like Xavier and do fine there. and win some games. Like that's who Chris Mack is. He is not a big time coach. He did not handle the media and the press at Louisville, which is actually very friendly, but still saw himself at odds with them. He didn't handle the rivalry with John Calipari very well. He tried to make it cool and funny, but just came off looking like a clown. He's very hard to pin down as far as a coach and where he would fit in. But I think just like not that mid-major level, but that next level right above it.
Texas says all the beard stuff is allegedly. Absolutely. It's 100%
right. Oh, no,
right.
It's 100%
allegedly,
but it
doesn't mean he goes makes $3-4 million in the SEC.
Yes.
I'm not even saying I'm against it. I'm not even saying I wouldn't hire him because I probably would. What I'm saying is I'm surprised it was so damn fast. Texas is a 2-seed. They're still playing.
Yeah.
The NCAA tournament hasn't started.
Yeah, and that with usually with a situation like that.
You guys don't see that surprising? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas let one of the top, anyway. I mean, come on, they went one of the top guys. Same texter, if you want to say that Chris Mack missed on recruits, then be honest and say everyone missed on those recruits. They weren't lowly recruited players. They were high 4 stars or higher. Absolutely. It doesn't mean it's not his job. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
He picked the wrong 4 stars.
But he picked the wrong ones.
And Cal's done it before. He's picked the wrong 5 stars before. I mean, we've seen that.
It is.
But he just did it more than others.
The Super Six was a complete bust.
It was a bust.
David Johnson was a quality player, but David Johnson was neutered by
Carly Jones
and the fact that they had no shooters around him.
Right.
And then everyone else is either a not Power 5 player and is outside the Power 5 averaging 6-7 points a game.
Yeah.
It's just startling. That is letting the cake bake, except for Mike James and maybe J.J. Traynor.
Yeah.
Probably J.J. Traynor. You know, if he comes back.
If he comes back and he's good next year, too, he takes another step.
Averaging 12 points a game, and I think you're getting a kid like that. You're not expecting an NBA guy. I don't know. That's how I view it.
Yeah.
Louisville fans think everyone's
an
NBA guy. That's a different. I'm talking about people living in the real world.
I remember some discussions on J.J. Traynor and what he will do at Louisville.
And then I saw Matt McGavick tweet out that Chris Mack said this last night about Ed Cooley, quote, going to Georgetown, Ed's got so much equity in the place he's at. I think you don't mess with happiness sometimes. I'm not going to say I learned that the hard way, but.
Oh, wow. Whoa. How about that?
I feel like there is bubbling not too far under the surface because Louisville has alluded to the mess that Kenny Payne was left, and Chris Mack has alluded to, you know, messing with happiness. That kind of quote is something that he has had many different, I mean, probably 4 or 5 times now.
No, this is the first time he said that.
And so they're not, I mean, they probably, because of the settlement, can't say too much.
Right.
But they're both letting you know, Louisville's letting you know, we just allowed a coach to win 4 games because of you, Chris Mack.
Because you were that
bad. And Chris Mack is telling you, hey, Ed Cooley, don't go anywhere if you're truly happy. I was truly happy, and I ruined it, and now, you know, I'm a volleyball dad.
Yeah, and I'm on a podcast with Jeff Goodman. No offense to Jeff Goodman.
Yeah, 5 times a year.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, no offense to Jeff Goodman, but that's very different than you know, playing against Duke in North Carolina and, you know, Florida State when they were good on a Saturday afternoon. Those are very, very different things.
Texas says KP could be picking the wrong 4 and 5 stars, too, and so could Cal. Texas says, I totally agree with the misevaluation. He's basically Archie Miller.
He's not that bad.
I mean, I just can't imagine a world where I wouldn't take Chris Mack over Archie Miller.
I'm with you.
I feel like that's got to be 100%. Like, I can't move on if there's one person that's like, I'll go Archie.
Yeah.
I'll go Arch.
Is there anyone that would say, I'll go Arch? I mean, not even Jack Grossman, who loves IU. He hates Archie Miller. Like, not even him. He would go Chris Mack, and he didn't think too much of Chris Mack.
Texer, Mack still counting the U of L money still, so hell no, he doesn't need a job. No, he's living the life.
No, he's fine. He's moving to Florida, going to watch his kids play volleyball and hang out. Yeah, he's doing
Texer
great.
Texer says, as a WKU grad, please, Chris Mack, go to Western Kentucky. Okay. Texer, Mack could coach circles around KP.
Are you sure?
Well, I mean, if I'm talking KP with 4 wins,
yeah.
But you know, Chris Mack also had the opportunity to do that.
Well, good point. Yeah,
he at Louisville,
he had
the opportunity to just do that
to coach circles around multiple people.
Yeah, to coach circles around a lot of people, and it didn't happen.
He didn't do it.
I mean, come on,
he missed the tournament multiple times.
Texter, Mac's going to be the next head coach at Florida.
I can see that. Maybe Leonard Hamilton retires. Little Seminole.
Well, that's Florida State.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that too. Because he can have both. He can have Florida. If Todd Golden doesn't work out, he's got a couple years to sit around.
Texter says, inside source on Boley. Sorry, Strebel. If he were to commit today, it would be Tennessee. He's already taken numerous visits to Knoxville as well.
Okay.
Oh, what a dream. What a dream.
I like this inside source.
That NIL be hitting hard.
Oh,
boy, Maddie Banks ought to be out on the radio getting that NIL for Boley.
He'd be on the street begging.
Oh, my God.
He'd have a bucket. Don't like Salvation Army and a bell. Put your money in here for Cutter Boley.
Texter says he's the 2025 version of Drew Barker. Okay.
Drew Barker was number 12 in the country at any time during his recruitment.
I'm not doing this. I'm just going to say okay. I don't care. How about that? I don't care.
What if he ends up being top 10 and he goes to a local school? You would care then, wouldn't you?
I feel like I have 2 years of this. I mean, Brom's going to get involved.
Oh, yeah, Brom. Well, I don't know.
Then the kid's going to end up going to Aspirations.
Yes, Chris, with our guy Vaughn. Let's go.
Texter, no offense to Jeff Goodman. Did I say that?
No, I did. Yeah.
Pitcher at Hooters on Bill.
Or maybe on Chris.
Texter says, our U of L fan base is fractured. You can't criticize KP. I see all these googly eyes when we might get a player, and that's fine, but I will remain patient until I see that he can win with any kind of player, whether it be a five-star or not. That's Sampson. Who, of course, was called Sanderson live on the air by Strebel.
Yes. Actually, I may have said it to his face. I may have called him. Yeah, at Winter Circle.
Winter Circle.
He brought me a beer, and I said, thank you, Sanderson.
That's what you get. A man brings you a Coors Light.
On the wrong name.
Give him the wrong name.
Immediately, I felt bad.
437-9680. Mike DeCourcy. We talk college basketball next.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition. And I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
come on, muscle through it.
But then also say,
hey, you should probably see my specialist.
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.